Episode 89 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. On our plate today is Numbers chapter 2, Mark chapter 13, and Psalms chapter 9 from the New International Reader's Version. Numbers chapter 2. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. He said, "The people of Israel must camp around the tent of meeting, but they must not camp too close to it. All of them must camp under their flags and under the banners of their families. The companies of the camp of Judah must be on the east side. They must set up camp toward the sunrise. They must camp under their flag. The leader of the tribe of Judah is Nashon, the son of Amminadab. There are 74,600 men in his company. The tribe of Issachar will camp next to them. The leader of the tribe of Issachar is Nethanel, the son of Zuar. There are 54,400 men in his company. The tribe of Zebulun will be next. The leader of the tribe of Zebulun is Eliab, the son of Helon. There are 57,400 men in his company. So a total of 186,400 men will be set apart for the camp of Judah. They will be arranged company by company. They will start out first. The companies of the camp of Reuben will be on the south side. They will be under their flag. The leader of the tribe of Reuben is Elizur, the son of Shedeur. There are 46,500 men in his company. The tribe of Simeon will camp next to them. The leader of the tribe of Simeon is Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. There are 59,300 men in his company. The tribe of Gad will be next. The leader of the tribe of Gad is Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. There are 45,650 men in his company. So a total of 151,450 men will be set apart for the camp of Reuben. They will be arranged company by company. They will start out second. Then the camp of the Levites will start out. The tent of meeting will go with them. They will march in the middle of the other camps. They will start out in the same order as they do when they set up camp. Each one will be in his own place under his flag. The companies of the camp of Ephraim will be on the west side. They will be under their flag. The leader of the tribe of Ephraim is Elishama, the son of Ammiud. There are 40,500 men in his company. The tribe of Manasseh will be next to them. The leader of the tribe of Manasseh is Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. There are 32,200 men in his company. The tribe of Benjamin will be next. The leader of the tribe of Benjamin is Abidan, the son of Gideoni. There are 35,400 men in his company. So a total of 108,100 men will be set apart for the camp of Ephraim. They will be arranged company by company. They will start out third. The companies of the camp of Dan will be on the north side. They will be under their flag. The leader of the tribe of Dan is Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai. There are 62,700 men in his company. The tribe of Asher will camp next to them. The leader of the tribe of Asher is Pagiel, the son of Ochran. There are 41,500 men in his company. The tribe of Naphtali will be next. The leader of the tribe of Naphtali is Ahira, the son of Enan. There are 53,400 men in his company. So a total of 157,600 men will be set apart for the camp of Dan. They will start out last. They will march under their flags. Those are the men of Israel. They were counted in keeping with their families. The total number of all the men who were in the camps is 603,550, company by company. But the Levites weren't counted along with the other men of Israel. That's what the Lord had commanded Moses. So the people of Israel did everything the Lord had commanded Moses. That's the way they set up camp under their flags. And that's the way they started out. Each man marched out with his own tribe and family. Mark chapter 13. Jesus was leaving the temple. One of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what huge stones, what wonderful buildings." "Do you see these huge buildings?" Jesus asked. "Not one stone here will be left on top of another. Every stone will be thrown down." Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives across from the temple. Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him a question in private. "Tell us," they said, "when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they're all about to come true?" Jesus said to them, "Keep watch. Be careful that no one fools you. Many will come in my name. They will claim, 'I am he.' They will fool many people. You will hear about wars. You will also hear people talking about future wars. Don't be alarmed. Those things must happen. But the end still isn't here. Nation will fight against nation. Kingdom will fight against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in many places. People will go hungry. All of those things are the beginning of birth pains. Watch out. You will be handed over to the local courts. You will be whipped in the synagogues. You will stand in front of governors and kings because of me. In that way, you will be witnesses to them. The good news has to be preached to all nations before the end comes. You will be arrested and brought to trial. But don't worry ahead of time about what you will say. Just say what God brings to your mind at the time. It is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brothers will hand over brothers to be killed. Fathers will hand over their children. Children will rise up against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. You will see the hated thing that destroys. It will stand where it does not belong. The reader should understand this. Then those who are in Judea should escape to the mountains. No one on the roof should go down into his house to take anything out. No one in the field should go back to get his coat. How awful it will be in those days for pregnant women! How awful for nursing mothers! Pray that this will not happen in winter. Those days will be worse than any others from the time God created the world until now, and there will never be any like them again. If the Lord had not cut the time short, no one would live. But because of God's chosen people, he has shortened it. At that time, someone may say to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or, 'Look, there he is.' Do not believe it. False Christs and false prophets will appear. They will do signs and miracles. They will try to fool God's chosen people if possible. Keep watch. I have told you everything ahead of time. So in those days, there will be terrible suffering. After that, Scripture says, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not shine. The stars will fall from the sky. The heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. He will come with great power and glory. He will send his angels. He will gather his chosen people from all four directions. He will bring them from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see those things happening, you know that the end is near. It is right at the door. What I'm about to tell you is true. The people living at that time will certainly not pass away until all those things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour. Not even the angels in heaven know. The Son does not know. Only the Father knows. Keep watch. Stay awake. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge. Each one is given a task to do. He tells the one at the door to keep watch. So keep watch. You do not know when the owner of the house will come back. It may be in the evening or at midnight. It may be when the rooster crows or at dawn. He may come suddenly, so do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch." Psalm 11. I run to the Lord for safety, so how can you say to me, "Fly away like a bird to your mountain"? Look, evil people are bending their bows. They are placing their arrows against the strings. They're planning to shoot from the shadows at those who have honest hearts. When law and order are being destroyed, what can godly people do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his throne in heaven. He watches all people. His eyes study them. The Lord watches over those who do what is right, but he hates sinful people and those who love to hurt others. He will pour out flaming coals and burning sulfur on those who do what is wrong. A hot and dry wind will destroy them. The Lord always does what is right. So he loves it when people do what is fair. Those who are honest will enjoy his blessing. May God bless the reading of His Word. So, when the nation set up camp, we learned in Numbers 2 that the tabernacle was in the center of all the people. Basically, three tribes on each of the four sides, north, south, east, and west. In Mark 13 today, Jesus told us what to look for as signs of the approach of His second coming. So what do you think? Do you think any of these things are happening today? Are you concerned? Should we fear the second coming or the end times? Let's talk about that at lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. Tomorrow here in the U.S., we'll be celebrating Independence Day. If your family is one where you celebrate with your own fireworks, just be careful, okay? I don't want to hear about anyone getting injured. Around here, they've outlawed all the fireworks except for the big professional displays. They've taken all the fun away. Ah well, while fireworks are a big part of the 4th of July, they're not what it's all about. We celebrate the fight for and the establishment of our independence and freedom. And even though both of them look like they may be in jeopardy right now, I know that God is on the throne and that it is He that raises up kings and other leaders. And I trust Him. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.